My friends, as we come to the end of the liturgical year, our scriptures today are full of reflection on who God is and who we are. If you felt your jaw drop in our first reading, it may have been when you heard the prophet Elijah asking a poor widow for a little of her water, then turning his humble request for a little water into a more pressing request for a scrap of bread as well, and then into a demand for a scone made from the last bit of flour she had left. The widow told Elijah that she had only enough flour and oil to make a last meal for herself and her son, after which they would die of starvation. Brothers and sisters, how many thousands, even millions, of people in our world face the same slow death because we live in a world suffering from inequality and greed and selfishness? Initially, Elijah's demand seems to be incredibly insensitive. To a widow and her son on the brink of starvation, this was a banquet she can't spare for this Hebrew stranger. Nevertheless, Elijah asks her to share with him what she had left, promising that God would supply her with food until the drought was over. So should this widow trust Elijah's God, whom the prophet insists will ensure that her jar of flour will not go empty, or her jug of oil not run dry? Or should she follow her motherly instincts to feed her child first? Because this widow gives a little that is really everything, miraculously, the prophet's promise of a year's supply of flour and oil comes true. My friends, today the widow in Zarephath challenges us to consider our attitude toward the stranger, the marginalized, the refugee, the undocumented in our land. Do we feel resentment because they are in our land? Do we view them as taking our jobs or having a free ride? Are we uncomfortable when they come to our parish? Worse yet, do we actually despise the poor and weak ones of society because they haven't pulled themselves up by their bootstraps as we did? How can we join with others to overcome these attitudes in those who seem so indifferent to the pain of the weakest in society? How can we give generously and acknowledge their presence as a blessing? And in case we think this particular widow is an anomaly, we only need to look at another poor widow, this one in our gospel today. Here Jesus observes a widow putting all she had into the treasury in the temple. You know, I suppose the widow could have divided those two coins between herself and the temple, but she didn't. She took both her coins and dropped them in the offering box. And Jesus knew the value of those two small coins and understood where the widow at the treasury was coming from. The widow's heart, her generosity, wasn't limited by her purse's contents. She gave from her poverty. She gave all she had. So what about us, brothers and sisters? Do we give of our time, our treasure, our talent? Do we give all we have to the building up of this faith community of incarnation? I think that's really important for us to ponder as members of the body of Christ. You know, Jesus saw the true worth of her gift and compared to those of the proud and vain scribes who had found in religion a success route similar to the modern corporate ladder. And Jesus rebuked them for their pomposity and for their taking advantage of the widows and the poor. Their responsibility as religious and political leaders was to protect, defend, and support the widow and orphan, not rob them blind. You'd think the scribes we hear about today were in want of sphere change. Jesus then challenged the disciples to look at their own practices and behavior and the priorities of their own life. My friends, so what about us? Do we fail to see the goodness in the poor and the marginalized who are often ignored and even despised? How can we speak for those who are poor and weak as Jesus did? Perhaps we can respond to the call of ministry of those men who will be visiting us in the Parish Activity Center next week by sharing our cup of water and our scrap of bread, just like the widow of Zarephath. Brothers and sisters, in the ancient world, widowhood was a frightening prospect. Widows and orphans were likely to be among the poorest people in ancient Israel. And it's interesting that the word for widow in Hebrew carries the meaning of one who is silent, one who is unable to speak. If a woman had no family to support her and no significant amount of money socked away somewhere, her life was effectively over. As a widow, she lived day to day, hand to mouth, on the margins of society. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has reminded us to keep our eyes on the poor and not to let our institutional status separate us from the widows, those overlooked and locked out of the halls of privilege. My friends, there are times when we are down and when we think we have nothing left to give. Then, for some reason, we still manage to give more out of the nothing we have left. How often the mere pennies of others replenish us. It happens in those moments when someone comes into our lives who seems to have nothing much to give us. No program, no sound advice, no homily, no solution to our problems. If they give not from their surplus, but all they have to live on, we find that they have offered their very being, their presence, and their hearts, just like the example of the widows we hear about today. These widows share much. Both have lost their husbands. Both have little for survival. But these two widows gave completely of themselves, however they could, whatever they could, a little flour, a couple of small coins. They held nothing back. Brothers and sisters, the ultimate expression of unselfish giving is Jesus. Jesus gave until he had no more to give. On the cross, Jesus emptied out his heart for us, not counting the cost. Jesus sacrificed his own interests for our good and devoted himself to our healing. Jesus gave his life that we might live and did this with little hope of appreciation. And with the same generosity, Jesus offers all of us himself to us again today in the gift of his body and blood. At the table of the Eucharist, we receive everything Jesus poured out for us. My friends, both of today's widows are clearly persons of incredible faith. Their lives have been incredibly hard. They have suffered. They have struggled. And their actions display a profound trust in God. They remind us that the movement of our lives is indeed to be a total gift to God and others. The kind of total gift intended by the promises expressed in the vows of marriage, priesthood, diaconate, religious life, and the focused commitment of so many single women and men. Perhaps our scriptures today could even be summed up in a country and western song. Think Garth Brooks for a moment, if you will. Toss in the coppers, pour out the nard. If you give all you've got, the living ain't hard. Amen.